Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired Fire Rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast to coast, border to border, and of course our FedEx and our UPS and our bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail all over the countryside, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go, and of course our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers that have been chiming in during the course of the evening. Got quite a contingent of guys coming down from Atlanta, coming down making the turn down here my way. So hope you guys are still trucking along safe. But you can follow us on Facebook as the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. All right, and to the telephone we go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is on the line.
Yay, good morning.
Yay, yay, yippee-i-o, Cal Patty, yay. Well, it's not quite as comfy as it's been the past couple of days. It's down to 68. Thank you very much, guys and gals. 68 on one side of the building, 73 on the other. I think we got a little wind coming on the one side. That's why it's a little cooler there. But I'll take it. I'll take it. Right?
Yes.
All right. Time. You ready to say the pledge?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States, of, America, and to the republic,
For
which it stands,
one nation,
under God.
God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice,
For all.
And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values and beliefs. Okay, we've got this horrible incident that happened in Mexico with the four Americans that have been shot, apparently, and thrown in the back of a pickup truck and taken off to parts unknown, supposedly as hostages, but they didn't look like they were in good shape when they threw them in the back of the pickup, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, the State Department has issued what is, I think, a level 4 or a code 4. I don't know how their levels necessarily run. For every state in Mexico except 2, meaning don't go there.
Yep.
And these people went there. I don't know whether they followed or didn't follow or knew about the warnings, but they went there. Apparently, it is a family from Myrtle Beach, and the one woman was going to there to have a medical procedure, otherwise known as a tummy tuck, and to buy medicine. Now, because remember, some of our prescription medicines are in Mexico as over-the-counter. In fact, a lot of the border states or border towns just have these stores where they have
right.
all kinds of pharmaceuticals that we would only sell under prescription. They just have it stacked up out there. So anyway, they got into some kind of a battle that was going on in the streets. So we don't know all of the details, but it looks like they were kind of caught up in some kind of an exchange, and they tried to apparently drive through some kind of a situation to get out of it, but got right back and got actually into the middle of it. So, one from the video, it's real hard to tell. From the video, one looked like they were operating under their own power. The other three appeared to either be unconscious, dead, or something, because the three bodies were literally thrown in the back of a pickup truck and taken, as you say, to parts unknown.
Yeah.
So the FBI has a $50,000 reward for anybody that can provide information that leads to, what do they say, the arrest of. I don't know how that necessarily works because the United States can't arrest people on the Mexico side.
Mm-hmm.
But Obrador, otherwise known as AMLO, the president of Mexico, he did a press conference yesterday, and he was about as cold and heartless and uninterested in this case as any president I've ever seen.
Of course.
I don't know how Mexico can survive financially unless it's with all cartel money, but tourism should not be part of any of their industries as far as I'm concerned. And that includes other parts like Cancun and whatnot. I'll tell you that I'll give the warning. Don't go to Mexico under any circumstances.
Oh, yeah. All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And it's Tuesday. I'll be over at Mission Barbecue for lunch.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much, Kyle. And this segment of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money on their car and automobile insurance for going on over 85 years. And they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 26 million drivers. Now, all you got to do is get a quote on your vehicle, the car, the truck you're driving, whatever, by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. You can certainly find out who your agent is over there, your local agents, or you can do it that way too. But if you do it on the web, very simple to do. You just give them the information that they ask for. You'll get a quote. If you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they'll quote you that too, and it'll save you some money because you can bundle that. But where you really save the big money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance onto your automobile insurance. That will save you a boatload of money. So, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Go over there and see how much money they can save you. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have our friend Covington from Amazon, one of the drivers on the line here, so I'm going to bring him in here. He's got some thoughts on this Mexican situation. Okay, Covington, rattle away. You were telling me.
Yes, sir, Captain. Good morning, Denise. Hey, listen, that whole situation, just to elaborate a little bit further on what happened there. Because I ran into a similar situation. I used to sell trucks in Mexico, big Class A trucks, like what I'm driving right now. Mm-hmm. And I lived down there for 15 years, and we went up to the border one time up to Nuevo Laredo, which is in the state of
Nuevo
Leon.
Right.
And we ran into a roadblock. It wasn't operated by cops or anything like that or military. And there is a high degree of military presence, Mexican military presence, on the border. And I don't know where this couple was, but typically what the drug cartels will do is they'll set up roadblocks to prevent competition from entering the area. and they're called arcones, and they will stop you in your car. They'll literally drive in front of your car and force you to come to a complete halt, mm-hmm. and then they'll ask to look at your papers. And on this particular occasion, what happened to us, we were on a sales trip, and they stopped us, let us go, and then they stopped us again, and they asked to look inside the trunk. They wanted to make sure we weren't carting around any drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
They're watchdogs for the drug cartels. So that's probably what happened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I appreciate the.
That's just my 2 cents worth.
All right. I appreciate.
Hey, have a good morning, guys.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that makes sense. And again, like what you were saying, you know, this all makes perfect sense. Now, it doesn't make perfect sense if you're the person on the other end of the dial, so to speak. Okay, let's see here. Let me see what we got going here. Hold on just a second. Okay, Ian, is that you?
Yes, it is. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I just want to say real fast, after the Mexican-American War, if you go back and look at the history, people always wonder, why didn't we conquer Mexico? We made it to the halls of Montezuma. You know, that's in the Marine Corps hymn.
Right.
And we took over Veracruz. We could have taken the whole country. But Polk and company back then realized, we don't want Mexico. We had the chance to conquer it. We could have conquered it mm-hmm. and taken it, but we didn't. What does that tell you? During the era of Manifest Destiny, we didn't want Mexico. And if you look at the border west of Texas, it goes through the Chihuahuan and the Sonoran Desert, mm-hmm. one of the most mm-hmm. remote, inhospitable places in the world, because even back then, in the early to mid-19th century, our founding fathers, well, the second generation of founding fathers, they didn't want Mexico. We still don't want Mexico.
Okay.
We need to seal the border with those clowns. That's very telling that we didn't take over Mexico.
All
Thanks.
Right.
Bye.
Yep. Okay. Well, comment?
Well, you know, there has been chatter that the United States should go in there and deal with these drug cartels once and for all.
With our military.
Well,
yep.
I agree. Well, I don't think it has to get to that. Let's not forget that, you know, after the Russian invasion into Ukraine, what was one of the very first things that the United States did? Well, we went into the SWIFT banking system, and we took a hard look at oligarch money, and we seized a whole bunch of the oligarch's bank accounts and their assets. So we have the ability to see where the drug cartel's money is. Why we're not seizing their bank accounts is beyond me. Furthermore, they use China to do money laundering. So we have some interesting abilities. You know, they say, always say, follow the money. Why we are not following the money is beyond me. Except for the fact that if it wasn't for the cartel's money, the entire Mexican government would collapse.
Mm-hmm.
Because every Mexican official is on the cartel's payroll. So that'd be one of the first things I would do. One of the second things I would do would be to turn around and say to AMLO, or otherwise known as Obrador, I'd say, look, dude, you either clean this up, meaning that you're with the United States on this, or you're against us. And if you're against us, then step aside, and this is what we're going to do. And we would go into, we know where these operations are. I mean, we have had special forces that train in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Southern Command. Even Space Command mm-hmm. watches what these cartels do. So
mm-hmm.
we know a whole lot more about what is happening down there than we can possibly imagine. We got geospatial, we got all kinds of things. But this is a situation here where we have a neighboring country that's really a terrorist location. I don't know how else to put it.
That's true.
I mean, they are, it's a terrorist narco state,
yep.
period, end of report.
That's true.
So we could use our military. You just can't go in and do some kind of an invasion. We don't do that kind of thing, but we can really put the pressure on Obrador and see where he goes. But Obrador has got the same kind of attitude towards things as Governor Newsom does in California.
Oh boy!
All the bad guys, all the illegal stuff is embraced. In fact, you get paid for being a bad guy. So, I mean, it's just, that's where we are. But I would argue that this White House, who, by the way, was asked the question yesterday about the four Americans.
Yep.
And guess what? They didn't know it. Or no, maybe they did. They did. It was the Atlanta thing they said they didn't know anything about. But this White House didn't seem the least bit concerned about this these four Americans.
Well, I saw the one person on the ground. I couldn't tell if it was a man or a woman.
I saw three.
Yeah, but I saw one, and I saw three shots put into that person.
Oh, I didn't see the shots at all.
Yeah, guy reached down. Guy reached down with a pistol and went boom, 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 just like that. And So that's not good when you see that, especially if they were wounded to begin with or whatever the situation was. But unbelievable. But we gotta get to this. Has got to stop. This stuff has got. Maybe this is the opportunity we've waited for.
I would hope so. Mm-hmm. We have what is called LEGAT, which means legal attaché.
Yep.
Which means that the FBI works in foreign countries.
Yep.
I'm not sure I know where the CIA is on all of this. I'm not sure I know where the American Embassy is on all of this. But, Mexico's not the place to be. It's a narco-terrorist state, period.
No, and it's time that we do something about it. It's just way past time. It's just my opinion.
Well, I agree with you, but you know what? Do you think this administration has the stomach for taking anything on like that?
Of course not.
Of course. Right.
When Buddy Boy falls up the stairs of the plane again, no.
Again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I also don't believe our State Department has the stomach to do anything either.
Well, you're right, and certainly. Well, wait a minute. We can send Buttigieg.
Well, I don't think so.
Maybe that would take care of our problems with him.
Well, he's too busy hanging out with Hillary Clinton now.
Oh boy. Okay. Well, you know, hopefully, the State Department, after announcing $444 million in additional humanitarian assistance for the people of Yemen, hopefully they're done just throwing money out at other countries that don't like us.
Well, Yemen's one of them. I mean, they're giving them $444 million. Where these numbers come from, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I'd like to know who approves that when a president makes those announcements, because I don't know.
All righty. Hold that thought. I'll talk to you tonight on the video. Have a great day and enjoy the weather. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, everybody. FoundersCode.com. And I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, Tuesday morning edition.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. ExxonMobil is facing a lawsuit from the federal government after a black employee reported several nooses found at a refinery complex in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. According to the New York Times, the lawsuit states five nooses were found at the facility between 2016 and 2020, creating a hostile work environment for the employee and other workers. The lawsuit goes on to claim that Exxon banned two contractors after the first noose was discovered, but did not identify a suspect in the other investigations. President Biden is vowing to always support the nation's firefighters.
I promise you, you've had my back and I'll have yours.
While speaking at the International Association of Firefighters Legislative Conference, Biden, who has pledged to be the most pro-labor president, told the crowd he'll continue to push to protect the right to collective bargaining. He also called for safer alternatives to protective gear, which contain toxic so-called forever chemicals. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Reese. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeed, it is time for our military and veterans news segment, brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy, check them out online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Check them out online, see what they have to offer, and then ask to take the tour. We'll let them tell you about themselves right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses that will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying, in-demand job. And for those of you that are in the military that may be ending your service soon, you might want to think about going to work for National Aviation Academy if you have an aviation MOS. You can make a lot of money with these people and start thinking about retirement sooner rather than later, especially those of you in your 30s and 40s coming out of the military and coming back to civilian life. Now, let me just point out that their website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, that website will lead you to all the information you need about the Clearwater, Florida campus or the Concord, Massachusetts campus, which is the one just outside the city limits of Boston. In either case, you'll be able to be trained to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, it's normally a 14-month course, but if you have military experience or prior experience and you feel confident about your ability to be able to work on aircraft, you can speed that process up to a 3 or 4 month short refresher course where you will then have the opportunity to take the test to get your FAA license certification to become an aviation maintenance technician, and away you go. Money? Sky's the limit, baby. Sky's the limit. You can have a six-figure salary the first year if you apply yourself. And especially if you go overseas. If you go overseas, you're going to get that kind of money. But you're going to start out 60, 65, 70,000, somewhere in that range to begin with. And all the overtime you work, you'll be able to build it up to maybe the high 70s, low 80s. And you'll be able to see how fast you can get it up there by making a few more tweaks. And the better you get, the higher revenue you generate. It's just that simple. So here's what you do. Check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu, naa.edu. Pick a campus that you want to take the tour at, or both. You might want to do it at both. And then give them a call at 800-659-2080. That number again, 800-659-2080. I'll give it to you one more time. 800-659-2080. Give them a call at that number and set yourself up to take the tour at one or both of their locations, and you'll be a happy camper, and away you go. You're on your way. And good luck, and hopefully I'll get a chance to shake the hand that shook the hand. How's that? So there you go, National Aviation Academy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, speaking of shortages, can you fly a plane? The perennial pilot shortage has put the United States Air Force in a very precarious position, as the United States Air Force's pilot corps is shrinking, and they are trying to be more creative in either keeping pilots on board or retaining new ones or training them at a younger age, whatever the case may be. So if you want to be a pilot and you can pass the physical part of it, guess what? You got a good chance of being a pilot. The Air Force is looking for you. Now, I talked about this briefly yesterday. I'm going to mention it again today. The Army recruiters are struggling to meet enlistment goals. One of the biggest hurdles they have is getting back into high schools. The high schools that have gone woke don't want to see the recruiters. But to that, I say, it's wrong. It's wrong. The recruiter should be allowed anywhere within reason, even maybe at a church event. Have them set up in the parking lot or set up in the church, conference hall, meeting hall, whatever they call it. I mean, that's what they did when I was in school. They also were at the shopping malls all the time, set up in those little kiosks. But we need our military. And here's the thing. Not everybody that joins the military is going to wind up with a gun in the middle of a combat zone. Okay? It doesn't work that way. That's number one. Let's get that out there. Number two, the Space Force is brand new and something that might fascinate a whole bunch of people out there to want to join it, simply because of its name and what you might be doing. Eventually, some of the Space Force people are going to be up in the air on space stations and platforms and looking down at what's going on in the world below, keeping, like, being the policeman of the skies, so to speak. So there you go. Just think about that. Now, veterans and others who helped in the Afghanistan evacuation were honored at the White House. Veterans and other volunteers who helped evacuate Afghans after Kabul fell to the Taliban in 2021, as well as a group of Afghan refugees, were honored at a private White House event last Thursday evening. I think that was pretty neat. I know some people that were there. And the 11-day Freedom Shield is part of an annual combined training with troops from South Korea and the United States, which is scheduled this month. This time around, it'll be the largest field exercise in 5 years with the South Korean partners that we have. How about that? Now, the United States is sending bridge-launching vehicles for tank deployments to the Ukraine in the new $400 million aid package. Now, the $400 million in arms and equipment from its military stockpiles, including armored vehicles that can launch bridges for rapid tank deployments across bridges, across ravines and rivers and that sort of thing. A lot of you know what I'm talking about. I also should point out that U.S. generals and Ukrainian officers met in Germany for a tabletop war exercise the other day. That's practicing for the real deal. And in case you haven't heard, these are the ones we know about. Two Ukrainian pilots are in the U.S. for training assessments on attack aircraft, including F-16s. Well, they're not just learning how to fly F-16s. And we'll get into that another time. Maybe with the colonel we'll talk about that, what they're doing here when he comes on here in about 15, 20 minutes. Okay, don't go anywhere. I am coming back here on the Captain's America Third Watch with more. Kyle's going to take us to break.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on Westwater.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the captain. We'll see you there.
Oh, yeah. And this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, namely the Moss Acura dealership on Florida Avenue, right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. You can stop by Florida Avenue or check them out online first, Moss Acura, that's M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Check them out, and remember, you serve, you save. All active duty military, all first responders, all veterans, that means police, fire, EMS, and church pastors, too, get great deals on your vehicle at Moss Acura. .com. All righty. Joining us right now, the watchdog on Wall Street, Chris Markowski. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, you said that you didn't see Tucker Carlson last night, but I'm going to throw this out there. He released some exclusive footage that he got, and what was amazing about this was the politicians and the media lied about the January 6th Capitol riots based on what we all saw last night that watched that, because none of what was seen on a loop playing over and over and over and over again was shown. We saw thousands of people going through the Capitol in an orderly fashion, taking a tour with the police following them or leading them or whatever, and that's what we saw. Meanwhile, on the other side of the building, they had a riot going on.
Yeah, it seems like it was a tale of two different worlds there. What was taking place? Anything I noticed, they were kind of. Looks like sometimes some of them were actually escorted to certain places, which is a bit odd.
Yeah.
My question is why wouldn't this come out during any of these court cases?
Well, because it was hidden. It wasn't supposed to come out. The January 6th people and anybody else that had their hands on this stuff did not want this to come out because it disproved what they were selling, and it proved what the people that said, hey, we didn't do anything. We were led around by the cops. It proves what they said was absolutely true.
Well, what's been the response to the Capitol Police?
Nothing yet.
Yeah, this is where it's going to go next, I would think, here. Because, you know, and obviously we had, you know, a person die, and there were some other, you know, issues as well. But, you know, again, you know, it looks like the Capitol Police was escorting some of these people to certain places.
They were. They were actually taking them to certain parts of the building so they could see this, that, and the other and all that stuff. But there were no riots that ensued as a result of it. As a matter of fact, we actually saw this guy with the bullhorns on T. Sharman Q. Monster, whatever the hell it was, whatever his name was.
Yeah.
He wound up sitting behind up at the podium in Nancy Pelosi's chair, and that's basically all he did. He did not do anything else, and there was a cop standing right there watching every move he made.
Yeah. Again, obviously, you know, there's probably some people that have behaved themselves, but there was obviously people that didn't behave themselves.
Yep.
That seems like it was the only one that got any sort of coverage.
Nope. But I'll tell you what, they'll get it now because he's going to have another expose tonight, more film he's going to release showing that the people that were supposedly rioting weren't rioting. They weren't doing anything. They were doing exactly what the police instructed them to do.
Yeah.
So there you go. Now, let's talk about Mr. Jerome Powell, who's going to Capitol Hill this week. I think he's going today, to be honest with you, for a couple of days of testimony to lawmakers. He's expected to take a hawkish tone with them and defend the view that interest rates will likely go higher than anticipated just a few weeks ago if the economic data continues to come in hotter than expected. Does that sound about right?
I don't know if the numbers are coming and going to come in hotter. So I think that they're, you know, probably see some de-escalation. January's numbers were pretty hot. I think probably February's will probably come down, to some degree, but it's going to be more of the same. I don't think that the Fed can, get, the rate down to the inflation rate down to 2%. I just don't think it's possible based upon government regulations and how expensive they've made certain items based upon those regulations. You know, new cars are not coming down in price that far anytime soon. I mean, you saw, you know, Tesla reduced the price of some of their cars a little bit, but they're, you know, expensive to begin with. You know, there's a lot out there. You know, your food prices are not going to come down because the Fed raises rates. I mean, this is regulatory issues. I mean, we're seeing housing come down because of higher mortgage rates. But even there still, we need greater inventory here in this country. We need more starter homes, more affordable housing that we don't have.
Well, the problem we have with Tesla, or they have with Tesla, is they have 40% more of an inventory than what they thought they'd have.
Well, yeah, but and again, the cars still, you know, they still sell pretty well as far as electric vehicles concerned compared to everybody else. But, yeah, I mean, he promised a while ago he was going to have a $25,000 car, and he's basically taken that off the table for a while, just kind of recognizing just how expensive, you know, things are. You know, they're doing everything they can to lower their costs to make the car more reasonable.
Now, we're watching Senator Rand Paul, and we're listening to a lot of things that are going on, and it's pretty much a done deal that we're expecting the monetary and credit aggregates to respond through market processes in ways consistent with our interest rate policy. In other words, there's not really an answer to what's going on here.
Well, again, it's a myriad of different things. You know, we've seen rates rise at you know, a pace that we haven't seen for some time. Quite frankly, you know, it's not, you know, necessarily a bad thing. You know, your cash and your cash equivalents in your portfolio, you can actually get some sort of yield with them right now. I think rates have normalized, quite frankly. I don't think that these are abnormally high. I think this is the normalization of interest rates. Do I think that the Fed can go much higher? No, I think that they're basically in a box when it comes to inflation, raising rates, because what it will do to our national budget and just how expensive interest on our debt will become. So again, a lot of these things need to be done out of Washington, not so much with the Fed.
Now, I'm looking at an interesting number here when it comes to the economy and how it's growing in the sector that's growing the fastest. Defense aircraft and parts are up 85% orders right now, and that's way up compared to what it was. The Javelin missiles, tank missiles are way up. A lot of military stuff is 25% higher than what it was a year ago, and it looks like as if the military is starting to play a big role in the economy.
Well, it's always played a big role. You know, military budget's almost, you know, a trillion-dollar a year, you know, business. And, you know, I'm still amazed by this, quite frankly, because we just pour money down this black hole and we waste it. I mean, how are we short on all of these weapons? Yeah, I understand we gave some to the Ukraine, but, you know, there was a collective freakout yesterday because China raised their military budget by $15 billion. Their entire military budget is under $275 billion. Compare that to ours. Yet, right now, based upon the choices that our illustrious leaders in the Pentagon have decided to do, we're behind the eight ball when it comes to our readiness. And, you know, it was great articles reading yesterday in the Wall Street Journal just how, you know, any sort of conflict with China, we're not going to do well right now over there. Simply, we don't have the right equipment. And they talk about all the money that we've wasted over the years on very expensive weapons programs that didn't work and, you know, obviously fighting, you know, perpetual wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. And, you know, for what, you know, what do we achieve out of all of this? Yet the money continues to flow. And again, you know, this is great business for politicians who have certain defense contractors in their district. And, you know, they like getting those checks from those defense contractors. And again, we, the taxpayers, and are left out here in the cold because of mismanagement.
Well, I can tell you, unfortunately, it's not going to change anytime soon. The only way it changes is if you change administrations, usually.
Now you fire all the four stars, first and foremost. You get rid of them all, and you start over. And you got to go down two stars and start building up a new class of leaders. They're all a bunch of wolf guys.
All right. Well, I will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day up there. Enjoy the sunshine.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go over there, check it out, find out all the great things that he has to offer. And I'll be right back with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.